Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And today, we look ahead to the third Sunday of Easter. We look to the readings now for the third Sunday of Easter. Notice it's of Easter, not after Easter. You're celebrating Easter for 50 days. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. Ask for the power of the resurrection in your own life. Ask that in a certain sense you be raised from the dead wherever sin has captured you, that you break those bonds by the power of his resurrection. All of that is available to you. Whether it's something small or something big, God's power is there for you to change your life, and it will change your life. Open your heart to receive what he has for you. Let's take a look at the first reading for today, which comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 14, and then verses 22 to 33. I just said today's readings. I actually mean the readings for this Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter. Acts chapter 2, verse 14, and then 22 to 33. Listen to this carefully. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Listen to my words. You who are Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, signs, wonders, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it." This is Peter. This is timid, quiet Peter. Look what happened to him. Because he believed in the Son of God, because he repented of his denial, because he came back to the Lord. He didn't run away. He came to the Lord. You know, if Judas would have come to him and asked for forgiveness, God would have forgiven him. Peter did. And blessed be God, Peter did. And so it is for us. Wherever we sin, wherever we fall short of the glory of God, ask forgiveness. He created us. He put himself into us. He has equipped us in every way to lead us safely home to him. But in our pride and our arrogance, we can say, "No, thank you, I'll go my own way." And when we finally wake up and realize what we're doing, if we turn back, he will forgive us as he forgave Peter. And look at the power and the wisdom that came into Peter. Look at it. This is Peter the fisherman. This is Peter who didn't say a whole lot before. "You who are Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him," and now he quotes the Psalms, "I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope. Because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." My brothers, listen to this. This is Peter. My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father and poured him forth as you see and hear. Even listening to Peter, anybody who knew Peter before knows that something very, very significant has happened in his life. Timid, uneducated fisherman with a heart of gold. Pope Benedict said that he was a man who seemed just like any ordinary other man. But because God willed, because God wanted to use him in a very miraculous way as head of the church, think of that. Look what he chose, who he chose. And that he wanted Peter. And Peter came to know that his own lack of education, his own lack of skills, his own whatever, even his weakness, even his betrayal, nothing could stand against God's plan. God was forming him and shaping him to realize how much he needed to depend on God, that he couldn't depend on himself. He knew how weak he was. It had been publicly seen. He was humiliated. But instead of running away, he turned back. And God used him. And God could use him mightily, because now Peter's trust was in Jesus, not in himself. And he can do that for any of us if we give our hearts to him. Psalm 16, Lord, you will show us the path of life. You will show us the path of life. That's what we want. We want the path of life. We don't want to walk and stumble in the darkness. We want the path of life. Psalm 16, here it is again. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord, are you, O Lord, my allotted portion of my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night my heart exhorts me. I see the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad, and my body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, abounding joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to show you, no matter how poor, weak, sinful you are, the Lord wants to show you the path of life. He wants you to have it. These are not just nice words, they're living words. They come from the very heart and mind of the living God. They're promises to you. Trust him. No matter how hurt you've been, no matter how many mistakes you've made, open your heart to receive what he has for you. In the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 17 to 21, beloved, if you invoke as Father him who judges impartially, according to each one's works, conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your sojourning, realizing that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. You're not putting faith and hope in earthly things. You're putting your faith in God and His promises and His word, and you will not be disappointed. The Gospel of Luke, one of my favorite that we have heard before. This is the disciples on the road to Emmaus. They're leaving. Jesus is dead. We've talked about this many times. Take a look. This is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. And as they're walking along, talking about everything that's happened, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. I love Jesus' sense of humor. He walks with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. They didn't expect to see him. He was dead. They saw him die. They saw his mutilated body. Here's this man walking, they might have said, gee, he reminds me of, but they never thought it would be Jesus, so they didn't even open their minds to that possibility. And Jesus says, what are you discussing as you walk along? And they stopped looking downcast. And one of them, Cleopas, said to him, are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days? And I love this. Jesus is drawing them out. And he says, what sort of things? What? Tell me about it. And so they tell him everything that had happened. Everything that had happened. And he said to them, after they finished, he said to them, oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart you are to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. Wouldn't you have loved to have been in that Bible study? And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression he was going on, but they urged him, stay with us. They were hearing wisdom. They were hearing wisdom. They just didn't have it all yet. But they knew they were hearing wisdom, and their hearts were touched, and they said, stay with us. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them. And with that, their eyes were opened. In other words, they realized, they saw, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. And then they said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem. They were getting out of Jerusalem. It was too much upheaval. So they set out at once, returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, the Lord has truly been raised, and he's appeared to Simon. And then these two recounted what had taken place on the road to Emmaus and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Look at that, brothers and sisters. Jesus taught them. So the power of the word resonated in them, and they asked Jesus to stay with them. And when Jesus broke bread, they recognized him. Read the scriptures every day, every day. Please go to Mass as often as you can. Take time in adoration. Let the Eucharist and the scriptures touch and heal and strengthen your heart, that you may follow him wherever he goes. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.